So, hi Piyush, welcome to the Big Unlock podcast, and it is great to have you as our guest today.
Thank you, Rohit. Thank you for having me here.
I'm Rohit Mahajan. I'm the managing partner and CEO at BigRio and Demo Consulting, and this is going to be podcast number 147, you know, carrying on the Big Unlock podcast series, season 5. So with that, I would request you to please introduce yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Rohit. And first of all, congratulations on season 5, 147. It should be on Netflix soon. But yeah, I'm Piyush Mathur. I'm a physician. I'm an anesthesiologist, and I work in ICU too. So I'm ICU physician also. I originally did my MBBS or my medical school in India from Armed Forces Medical College, Pune. And then subsequently, through my journey, came to Cleveland Clinic, where I have been for more than 21 years now, did further training in quality and education. And for the last many years, have been very focused on how can we impact the quality of patient care using artificial intelligence, which is a data-driven science.
That's awesome. Awesome. So Piyush, it is great to know that you started your journey as a physician itself. But could you tell us a little bit, perhaps insight into what motivated you? Something must have motivated you to become a physician, right? So what choices had you at that point in time and you started your journey? How did you come to US? Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so the motivation was very simple. My dad, I actually wanted to be in the armed forces, and my dad always wanted me to be a doctor and always encouraged me to focus on that. And I happened to be good in biology too through my high school. So it was a natural fit. So I ended up at Armed Forces Medical College for that reason, and then decided to further pursue learning and training in US. So it's an interesting story, but the short version of that is that I actually didn't know of Cleveland Clinic at all, being in India more than two decades ago. And that was my last application for residency program. And when I matched over here, I was really excited. And since then, I've decided to pursue my career here at Cleveland Clinic, doing my training in anesthesiology and then subsequently, as I said, critical care. And then working over here with people from across the world who come and work over here, learning from them. It's been an excellent journey all through.
That's great to know, Piyush. And I know that, Piyush, you are pretty busy as a physician, but you still find time to do other business ventures. So could you tell us a little bit about your other business ventures as well?
Yeah, so I always like to learn and I always like to grow. So having the clinician part of me is important. But as we were thinking about the application of AI in healthcare, we were also thinking about like, how do we innovate? How do we grow it as something that is sustainable? And moving beyond a hobby, moving beyond something that is just pure research. And that's where, along with Frank Pepe, he's the chair for plastic surgery at Cleveland Clinic, we founded Brainix, which is an AI and healthcare company. And the idea behind that was that we were both very, very excited about this scientific opportunity for applying AI in healthcare. But there were a lot of challenges and there were a lot of misunderstandings somewhere around 6-7 years ago and still continue to be. But that's what we wanted to demystify, that how can we apply this very exciting, very rapidly growing science into healthcare to make our patients' journey a better journey? How do we empower our clinicians with these wonderful tools that this science represents so that they can be enabled to give better care to our patients? How can we make the healthcare system more efficient using this data-driven science so that the delivery becomes better? So those were all the questions that we were trying to address. And we did believe together, collectively, that AI represented a great opportunity to solve that rather than just trying the tools that had been tried in the past. And subsequently, we had other founding partners like Dr. Savinsky, Dr. Maheshwari, and Dr. Khanna join us. And we started working and exploring this. And over time period, we had Raghav and Shreya join us as our technical leads and our research leads now. They are both PhDs in AI. And we have just subsequently grown leaps and bounds in this exploration.
That's great to know, Piyush, that you have now a team which has expanded. So how many years has it been? And which are your focus areas? Tell us a little bit of the work that you do by giving perhaps one or two examples.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And we never anticipated that we'll grow that rapidly. So it's just been 6-7 years now since we started. Initially started with just our core team, the BrainX team. Eventually, there were so many other people who were asking the same questions what we were asking, and everybody was so excited. So we ended up forming a community around us, called it the BrainX community, so we could engage people from across the world. So that's a 6,000 plus member international community.
Awesome.
We have a very active LinkedIn group with the same name called BrainX community. We have a website, a whole host of resources that are available over there. Free to join. All the content is free. As we grew, we also realized that, you know, we need to expand our research team. So we created one of the verticals that we have now within BrainX, our own lab called BrainX AI Research. Now we have people from across the world participating in our research work with all different backgrounds, all the way from undergraduates to PhDs.
Awesome.
Everybody working together, trying to research different aspects of AI application in healthcare, all the way from basic data science to the translational aspects. We are very focused on all those.
That's great to know. So Piyush, shifting gears a bit, I know that we were very fortunate to have you as our keynote and spotlight speaker when we did our Gen AI workshop at the location near Cleveland Clinic. You spoke very deeply about the applications of AI in healthcare and Gen AI in healthcare. So could you share with the audience some of the insights, perhaps from either that talk or any others that you very frequently do otherwise as well?
So generative AI, or for others who don't know the term generative AI, like ChatGPT is an application that people are more familiar with. So tools like that, AI tools like that, have become way more available for public consumption and public use. And people are very excited to use them. It so happens that our team was very focused on the predecessors of these AI tools. So we were already working with pre-ChatGPT era of AI, especially focused on natural language processing. So it was a natural transition for us as some of these fascinating tools were made available to us. It's like being in a toy shop and all of a sudden, you know, all these developers are putting out all these different algorithms and we're fascinated, we are excited to use them, and that's what we are trialing. But it's also a pivotal moment. It's a pivotal moment because one, just like Steve Jobs made personal computers say hello to people, because prior to that, it used to be those IBM mainframes and only some computer scientists could interface with computers. Similarly, now AI is talking to people. People can actually interact with AI directly, and they're seeing how powerful it is, and they're using it in daily life. So this is the generative AI's hello world moment, so as to speak. But there is, with all this excitement, we have to be careful, in especially in healthcare, how we mindfully apply it. You know, it needs to be validated. It needs to be tested. Maybe it needs to be morphed in different ways. Maybe it needs to be modified in different ways. Maybe one model is not the right model to be applied in healthcare. Those are all the different experiments that are being done worldwide, that are being done by our team, to understand what's the right approach to apply these generative AI models or other models along with generative AI models in healthcare. And that's the exciting part. Now, all of a sudden, we have these very exciting tools, very state-of-the-art tools that can be applied, that people can actually interface with in natural language and use them. But we still have to make sure that we vet, we are able to provide the tools in the right way so that they can help with patient care. And that's the exciting part.
That's great to know. And I was also super excited to learn that you have launched a new book, Piyush, and I'm looking forward to reading it very soon. Would you like to give some insights to us and the audience about what is the contents of the book and what motivated you to write the book as well?
Yeah, no, thank you, Rohit. You know, we're trying to put together our experience and expertise in that book. It's called Strategies for AI and Healthcare. You can go to Amazon. Frank Pepe, myself, and Jeff Mangus, we co-authored this book. The whole idea behind this book was not to provide too much technical knowledge that already exists out there in multiple publications, but it's more about the strategy. That is something that I commonly find lacking across organizations or individuals. Like, how do you approach application of AI in healthcare? And that's why if you see the sections of the book, they're laid out the same way. Like, why AI in healthcare? Who? what, and so forth. So when you read that book, it reads easy and it tells you how you can approach application or learning about AI in healthcare, whether you are a startup, whether you are a hospital, whether you are a multinational company. We hope that that book provides that key strategy element so that you can mindfully look to apply AI in healthcare. So we're really excited about that book.
That's beautiful. And how long has it been, Piyush, since the book has been out?
Oh, it just came out in August. So it's out of the press.
It's out of the press. Okay.
And it's on Amazon. So you can get it right off Amazon.
That's great to know. So with that, what I would like to finish with, our conversation today and for today, and I say it because we might have a follow-on podcast as well with you as things change, the landscape changing so fast. And what do you see in the crystal ball? What do you see in the next few months from a perspective of, the healthcare adopting more of AI and Gen AI applications? If that's what you wish to talk about from a crystal ball or any other thing that you are seeing from a perspective of, the Cleveland Clinic as well, or your practice there being a physician.
The thing that excites me the most is the opportunity that AI brings. So look at this opportunity. Rohit, you and me talking about AI over here, a physician and somebody who's been in the technological world, it's brought all of us on a common platform. And what is it bringing us together for? It's bringing us together for a common purpose, which is beautiful, that is to improve delivery of patient care. That is what I'm most excited about. And that is what keeps me energized all day long about this opportunity. I think we, on this platform, collectively working together, will clearly build a great tools, in the future, whether it's with Big Rio, our collaboration together with many other companies that we are looking forward to build. The other part of that is the evolution of AI itself. So if you see how fast-paced it is, we started with natural language processing a few years ago. Then it was slow over time period. Now, all of a sudden, with the generative AI part, and now we are getting into multimodal AI, I think the excitement of the technology that is constantly evolving is something that is exceptional. I haven't seen this fast pace in growth of science and so many people engaged and involved in this in decades together. So that's what excites me. So that's why it brings a lot of hope. It keeps me optimistic that we are going to build a great future for our patients, for our clinicians, and for everyone.
And that's a great note to end this conversation on, Piyush. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to many more interactions with you in the future.
Thank you, Rohit. Thank you for having me here.